Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? With the presidential election weeks away, that question is very much in the air. Mayor Bloomberg says in this town, the answer is yes.
In New York City, and that's the only place I'm an expert on, things are better than 4 years ago.
But the mayor conceded not all New Yorkers' finances have improved. WNYC's Ilya Marritz reports while many people believe the economy is improving, they aren't necessarily feeling richer.
If you want to see how New York's economy has changed in just 4 years, go to 70 Pine Street, formerly known as the American International Building, the home of AIG.
This is one of those impossibly beautiful early New York skyscrapers that really recalls a bygone age. It's covered in Art Deco motifs, and it just seems to reach for the sky.
A mighty battleship for the world's largest insurer to sail the high seas of finance. But in 2008, 4 years ago, almost to the day, it hit an iceberg.
Well, breaking news on our financial crisis. The Federal Reserve is about to take an 80% stake in the insurance company AIG.
Now a small plaque by the door is the only sign AIG used to be here. 9 months after the rescue, the building was sold. It's changed hands twice since then. Workers are wheeling out little red dumpsters full of office detritus, and you can see the tiles from an old bathroom and the metal girders for a cubicle. Turns out it's now being converted into a luxury rental apartment building. Watching all this from behind a plate glass window is John Lopez, owner of The Catch, a white tablecloth fish restaurant on the ground floor of 70 Pine.
We're in a building that had thousands of employees, and the building's empty.
AIG employees used to be 40% of the restaurant's clientele. Then, all of a sudden, they became social pariahs. Lunches of miso-glazed salmon and Chardonnay fell out of fashion, Lopez says. The banquet season in 2008 and 2009 was a disaster.
People were scared. Even if companies had money, it wasn't cool to have an event.
But The Catch toughed it out, and new customers are showing up.
We just had a meeting the other day. Facebook had a group of people here, and I said to my staff, and I saw them come in, I said, see those young guys? That's the future of Wall Street. That's the future of our clientele.
So Lopez says things are getting better, and the stats on the city's economy bear this out. Barbara Burndenham is an economist with the real estate firm Eastern Consolidated.
Well, the New York City economy is doing very well. The job growth has been very strong. Since September of 2009, the city's added 200,000 jobs.
That means the city has regained the total number of jobs lost in the recession, and then some. Booming tourism has a lot to do with it. And so does the lifeline the government gave to AIG and other struggling financial giants.
Especially in terms of the message it sent that the bottom would not fall out of the New York City economy.
Today, sales tax receipts are well above where they were 4 years ago, meaning consumers are spending. And real estate prices, while still depressed, are rising. But those numbers only tell part of the story. When I spoke with people from many walks of life who work near the old AIG building, they tended to say something like this. There is more work available today, but I feel a lot poorer.
We're doing the same type of work for less money.
Glenn Vargas is a union iron worker on break from a job laying stone in a public plaza. To get through the years when there was next to no work at all, Vargas and his wife raided their retirement account.
How much are we talking about?
Enough to make me sad, you know? Money you saving for a house, kids' education, everything. So start from scratch again, I guess, you know?
So what about AIG? Well, after it was bailed out, the insurer sold off assets, laid off workers, and moved to another office around the corner. This week, the U.S. government sold off a big chunk of its remaining AIG shares and even made a profit. A lot can change in 4 years. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marritz.